gentlemen, we are in the fourth and final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in all week. We've cut transmission over at PrismPlanet.tv, but remember, if you missed any of the show today, you can retune in an hour from now, and we'll be rebroadcasting all 4 hours. Really a jam-packed show. Michael Rivero via the webcam, Ray McGovern. Boy, the callers just today are just unreal. They are, it's like darts in the chest. They're looking to peg after the guests and the hosts. Before I keep taking your calls, and we're going to take calls for the entire hour, open phone lines. Hopefully, we'll stay somewhat on topic, but I'm more open to other calls. Alex Jones's Tyranny Crusher won a bullhorn, over $50,000. Of course, there are some people who are trying to spoil the pot and put in fake bids. Please don't put in fake bids. I know there are some people out there who have some deep pockets who listen to this program, and you know, not only do you get just an extraordinary piece of memorabilia, but you help this operation grow and expand and bring the truth to more and more people. You know, you want to hear inside information from a guy who worked with Robert Gates? You get that on this show. You want information about what's going on the Gaza Strip? You get it on this show. You want to know what's really going down with the endless banker bailouts that we're having to endure? It's on this show. You know, it's not some mindless creed like, yes, we can. No, we have. That's what it is. No, we have. We've done it. We have continuously been at the tip of the spear, the forefront of the info war, and we'd like to continue to do so. All right, let's take our first caller of the hour. Let's go to B in Illinois. B, what's on your mind? You with us, B?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah,
something on your mind, sir.
Chicago.
Yes. Okay.
You guys were talking earlier about Obama being from Kenya. If the guy was from Hawaii, we'll say hypothetically he was. You can look up online, November 23rd of 93, Clinton signed Public Law 103-150, which basically acknowledges the illegal actions of the United States overthrowing a legitimate government, which means that Hawaii is not a state. So basically, even if he is from Hawaii or was born there, he's still not eligible as far as the Constitution goes to be president.
Well, I don't think he was. First of all, you know, whether or not he's eligible is almost a moot point, because let's say that the Constitution says he's not eligible, you know, and some court rules in favor of Phil Berg. I think that what they'll do is they'll have a constitutional amendment so that other foreigners, I don't think they're going to get rid of the guy no matter what. I think they'll further use it to progress their agenda, and you'll see somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger suddenly be available to run for office. You know, this guy is their cult leader. There's a reason he's on the cover of Us Weekly, you know, a rag for women. There's a reason he's on the cover of Rolling Stone, posed as a deity, because he is to be our next leader. He's our next leader. And, you know, I love Ray McGovern to death. I'm glad he does the show. I'm glad he'll come on and discuss a lot of this stuff with me. But I really think he is being somewhat naive with the Obama camp. Again, he's trying to stay optimistic and positive. I'm sure in a couple of months, when this administration has proven himself as nothing but a tool of the elites, that he will come in and denounce them. So, you know, let's say it's true. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference in the long run. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Matthew in New Jersey. Matthew, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you that I agree with you. I think it'd be nice to hear a little bit more about the fact that it seems to me that we are being set up here with the Joe Biden speech about mark my words and all that garbage that he was talking about. And then you got basically the Colin Powell January 21st crisis, mm-hmm. when the news reporter that sat there didn't even bother to ask him anything more about it. And he didn't bother to even explain it to the people what that crisis may or may not be. It came to my attention that apparently we all know that these guys are into astrology and numerology. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the 21st happens to be some alignment, planetary alignment in astrology that has to deal with the four horsemen and tragedy and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, they are into this esoteric stuff. They believe in it. These people that you think are Christian conservatives are really occultic paganists. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this, InfoWars.com. Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, remember, the rebroadcast begins at Infowars.com at the bottom of the hour. And if you missed any of it, the news blitz that came in the first hour, I mean, we talked bailout, we talked Citigroup, we talked Pakistan, we talked Bernanke, we talked Noriega, we talked Kerry, we talked about the new global warming czar for a moment. Yes, the World Socialist Group. That's good. We call for global governance. And, of course, there's no problem with her being on the Obama administration because that's what they'll be calling for. Something I didn't bring up with Ray McGovern, basically because he probably didn't know who that appointment was and is probably not up to date on that one. Oh, but you have Newsweek's cover story saying Obama's Cheney dilemma. You know, I'm just going to keep all of these executive orders, and rightfully so. McGovern got that dead on. He said that there's really nothing to rescind since all these laws were unconstitutional. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I want to say I'm a big fan of yours. Whenever I was first awakened, your movie, Loose Change, was one of the first movies that I had seen.
Awesome.
I wanted to get your idea or your thoughts on the Constitutional Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And what the odds are of that actually passing. I know they were only two states away from having them have the opportunity to rewrite our Constitution.
You know, con-cons are difficult, and there's definitely that threat, that possibility that they would use that. But I have found that we really haven't had many constitutional amendments
lately. And the way that they circumvent that is they just pass executive orders, and through the National Security Act, they get things like the Patriot Act 1 and 2 passed, the Military Commissions Act, which is just disgusting in every way, shape, or form. So I don't know if we're going to need a constitutional convention to get some of these pieces of legislation in place or ideas in place or laws in place, whatever you want to call them. I think that they're going to just keep circumventing that. And the only way that you'll see a constitutional amendment in this country is if, for some reason, Barack is outed as a non-natural citizen. But I really don't see that in the cards. I mean, these guys do what they want. I cannot see that, you know, being on ABC and NBC News. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, I'm not right all the time. Anything else, Michael?
No, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Good. I got cut off there yesterday. I know you were running out of time, but I was talking about this was on the milk, and I'm sorry to be off topic on this.
That's all right.
But when I was talking about you buying the cow, I'm not talking about you taking it home. I'm talking about you buy it from the farmer. He keeps the cow. You get a percentage of the milk. He uses the remainder of the milk. You get about 8 gallons a day out of a cow. Mm-hmm. He takes the remainder of that milk, sells it, or does whatever he wants to maintain your animal for you. And that way, when you go to the farm to get your milk, you're getting your milk. You're not buying milk from him.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great idea, too. Did you listen to there was a caller in the first hour of the show that actually was part of a program. I believe he was in Michigan, and the program was in Indiana or Illinois. And what you did is you bought the cow, and the farmer tended to it, and then he would ship them the milk and cheese from that cow. But, again, that was stopped because he was selling it from state to state, and the same groups went after him as well.
Oh, well, I missed that. I've been buying my milk from the same guy for the last 18 years, something like that.
And I bet you're pretty healthy. You're not worried about getting sick because it's not pasteurized, are you?
Oh, I'm 50-some years old, and I get around pretty well for all the broken bones I've had over the year. hey, I want to thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you got it, man. Hey, I think that's a great idea. I thought that the caller earlier today talking about that, you know, that's awesome. That is a way to try to get around it, but it just seems like the powers that be are going to keep going after the independent farmers no matter what loopholes you think you're going to find. And it's just like the IRS, man. They've got an unlimited amount of funds and resources to come after you. So they are going to make it as difficult as possible for you to try to defend your constitutional rights as an American citizen, the right to life, liberty, and happiness. And they're really going to challenge not only your will but your wallet. And sometimes your wallet can't sustain that, especially in the economic times we're in now. All right, let's go to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, it's Daryl, man. I met you down there with Alex right after you had your tooth done.
Okay, all right, cool.
Hey, man. Hey, I wanted to bring up an interesting topic on this race. Mm-hmm. You know, in the election with Obama, I believe about half of the white people voted for him. Whereas I think 90% of people who are African Americans voted for Obama, mm-hmm. which I think begs the question then, who's really racist?
That's a good point, you know. Well, you know what I find? I find that, you know, these provocateur groups always seem to, like today I got the call, you know, when they kill Obama in the inaugural address, is the race war going to kick off? There's no race war going on. There's never going to be a race war in this country. I think that time of ignorance has passed. You know, there still remain a lot of racists out there. But, you know, I mean, you may disagree, but I really see the push of Obama into the youth culture. You know, not only with the magazine covers, but with the clothing line as a way to get us ready for some kind of new national service. And I think that's where me and Mr. McGovern are going to disagree. I don't think it's a great idea to have any kind of mandatory conscription, whether or not it's for the armed forces or a domestic unit. Yeah, you're going to build camaraderie with, you know, other people from other cultures. But can't we find a better way than enslaving basically enslaving us and saying, this is the enemy. You know, he said, well, I hope that, if another Hitler arose, that we would have the common sense to have conscription. I hate to tell them, but I feel like another Hitler arose in the last 8 years, and although it wasn't Bush, it was under the guise of that administration, and that same force, that same entity, is going to be pulling me at strings with the same administration, this new one, the Obama administration. You think I'm off on that, Daryl?
No, I think you're right. I think this is what we could affectionately call government grad school. I mean, they're going to indoctrinate our kids in the public school as well as then continue that education and indoctrination in the social service of the government. And
I think it's going to be a lot easier to do. I was watching the Obama Youth Brigade video for the first time this week as I was gathering footage. And this isn't something that was a national program. This was a teacher at a public school who got all of his students to do this little youth march. In fact, we should bring that up. Hopefully they'll get the Obama Youth Brigade thing, and we'll play it in the next thing. But these guys were saying, saying their life goals, because of Obama, they can now do it. And they're all wearing Obama T-shirts and fatigues. It shows you the mindset of some of these disenfranchised youth. You know, this is the new leader.
Hey, I did want to mention one other thing. I'm sorry to kind of get off topic here, but you know, a while back in the first debate between Obama and McCain, they asked McCain, are we safer today than we were the day after 9/11? And he said, and I quote, Joe Lieberman and I started the 9/11 commission, and we were stymied and stifled by the Bush administration, and it wasn't until the families came forward demanding there be an investigation that one went forward. So I just kind of want to put this call out there to all the people who, like yourself or Luke or other people with We Are Change or, you know, who are interviewing, if you happen to run into McCain, you might quote him on that, comment, and then ask him, did Bush say why he stymied and stifled that investigation? I mean, that begs the question, why wouldn't you want to investigate the biggest terrorist attack of all time, the same act that caused us to go to war in two different countries and spend billions and billions of dollars?
I have to agree with you there, and I thank you for the call, Daryl. In fact, in 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, when Luke does get a hold of McCain, and he's talking to him about the 9/11 Commission, and he says, well, the 9/11 commissioners themselves said they were set up to fail. And you can see the look on McCain's face. He's like, oh, you do know that. Well, you got me there. So that's on YouTube. And, of course, you can get a hard copy over at Infowars.com right now. All right, let's go to Ricky all the way from Taiwan. Ricky, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about an idea for how to fight this New World Order.
Okay. You still with us, Ricky? We're going to have to drop him.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, hear me?
Now I can ask.
Yeah, it's about identifying the enemy. And, it's like everybody just always says, they or the New World Order or, the powers that be or whatever. But and certain people like We Are Change, they get out there and confront a lot of people and stuff. But, I think it's time to start putting some names and faces to the people who are doing the things. Like We Are Change is in the right direction, but if there's something to help them, and this is the idea to, have a database or something of people in there and what they've done and things that you can confront them about. Because, I've seen We Are Change when they do confront people, and some good people they confronted, like Richard Haass and even Henry Kissinger.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they sort of I've seen a lot of opportunities where they kind of waste the question and they don't get they asked Richard Haass about why did the FBI not list Bin Laden as his wanted crime for 9/11? If there was somewhere you could. Somebody could get together and build a database of people and names and faces and what they've done, and maybe a top 10 list of questions.
Well, maybe we need a global elite.org or something. I have to agree with you. I mean, a lot of the times I'll get a call from somebody and We Are Change when they're about to go confront somebody, and they ask me what questions they should ask. And sometimes I have a good question. Sometimes I don't. I'm one of those big firm believers in you catch more flies with honey. So often when I approach these guys, and it's been a while, I haven't had a camera in a while, I try to ask something, not from a softball perspective, but one that they can relate to so I can get a real, honest answer.
I definitely think that more people should put websites out there. It's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We thank you for the call. TruthNews.us.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Blasting through your calls here at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in all week for Alex Jones. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest host with myself in studio, Bob Dacey. I've done his local access Austin show many a times. A little bit more of a refined viewpoint from him. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm sure Mr. Dacey will bring a nice balance to the show. Now, before we go back to your calls, I do want to thank a couple of our great sponsors. They make this show possible.
MySolarBackup.com. The number is 877-327-0365. That's MySolarBackup.com. No mystery here, folks. It's solar power. It actually works. It cuts down your bills. Many people are using solar power right now. I mean, Jesse Ventura basically powers his entire Mexican home from solar. So if you're interested in lowering your electric bill, getting your dependency away from the grid, MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. And then, of course, AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is really the only water I drink out here. Makes about 8 gallons a day. It's absolutely delicious. And here's the best part. It pulls the water from the air. So you don't have to have a rig if, like me, you have rusty water. I can't even drink the water at my house because there's rust particles in it. You don't have to worry because this pulls the water out of the air, makes about 8 gallons a day. filters it, gets all the fluoride and disgusting out. It's EcolaBlue.com. That's EcolaBlue.com. Or call the toll-free number at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. All right, let's jump right back into your calls. Let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Thank you, Mr. McGovern, for your service this country, and thank you even more for your patriotism since then and remembering to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Thank you. Mr. Bermas, thank you very much for your movies. Loose Change opened my eyes to a whole new world. I just wanted to say that I really hope you're right about the coming crisis, that it's just going to be an economic one, because my fears are far greater than that. I take General Colin Powell very seriously at his word, including Mr. Biden as well. And it's also should say that the 1st Army Brigade is back from Iraq. They're specialized in training urban warfare and disarming citizens, civilians. They spent the last 6 years in Iraq, and they're now training in, I believe it was St. Louis, Missouri. And I think it's just that you start adding up all the things going on. I think there's a lot worse stuff going on than any of us.
What do you see? Do you think that they're going to pull a false flag event, a military-type style black op, and then release the troops? I mean, posse comitatus is done. I think we learned that from the Katrina disaster when we were disarmed down in New Orleans. So, you know, they've passed further legislation. I mean, that is a possibility. It's not one that we've harped on this program, given the current economic situation. But that's what you're leaning towards, right? You think that's what this might be?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid so.
Well, you know what?
I really hope not.
Hey, you know what? It's not like you're saying that out of the blue. They tend to like to attack in the beginning of administrations. Gives them more plausible deniability. It says that they're caught by surprise. That's a possibility. But I want to point this out, and I thank you for the call. You know, Bush is all over the media saying that his most important achievement as president was keeping the country safe after 9/11. And the most important job the next president is going to have is to protect the American people from another attack. Again, going along with the same promotion, see these nexus points from the media, that Newsweek is saying, you know, Obama's Cheney dilemma, keep all the power. So I'm not quite sure that's what's going to happen. It's a possibility. I really think that this economic crisis is going to be enough for them to reshape the world and the economic powers, you know, reshape into their North American Union, possibly their Eurasian Union, without a false flag event. I could be wrong. All right, let's go to Paul in Germany. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, Jason. Jason, first and foremost, you woke me up. Everything that I know now I owe to you. But
straight on
to my comment. I am in the Army presently in Germany, and I got to say that right now I can tell you from being on the inside that conscription started right now, but the way they're doing it is they're bringing kids in with college money. They offer all these high school kids straight out of high school all this college money, and I can tell you, sitting in a foxhole next to somebody who says, I'm just here for the college money, isn't somebody I want watching my back.
Yeah, that must be straining on you, because this is somebody that really didn't want to be in basic training, that might not even go through a full basic training, that never really wanted to be in any kind of combat, and all of a sudden this is the guy that's watching your back. But, you know, to the elitists, this is just another body, another warm body to absorb bullets or fire at somebody else. It's literally what they say in their policy papers. We're chattel. We're cheap. I'm sorry. We're sheeple. We're chattel. We're nothing more to them. We're going to come back to your call, Paul, on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, truthnews.us, prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Only 10 hours left, actually less than 10 hours, over at eBay on the Tyranny Crusher 1 Bullhorn. Own a piece of history. Some of you fat-pocketed listeners out there, I hope somebody does really take it home. This is a great vinyl piece, a piece of history, a nice little item, and a way to help us out here over at Infowars.com, expand the office. I mean, if you watch on PrisonPlanet.tv, my studio that I'm in right here, the Alex Jones studio, is about half the size of the old office. I mean, straight up. I mean, it's about the size of when you walked into the room. I'd say that the actual radio booth would have only been about one-fourth this size. So we are expanding. Things are getting better. And a lot of that is in thanks to you and our great sponsors like eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. There's really nothing to this, folks. There's a possibility of a food shortage with the economy in the gutter. God knows. It's always nice to have an insurance policy. Storable Foods are that insurance policy. You can get cheap, good, edible, delicious, storable foods over at eFoodsDirect.com right now or call 1-800-409-5633. All right, we're going to keep blitzing through your calls. We've got Paul in Germany still on the line. Paul, why don't you finish up your point?
My point was just basically that the whole idea of a conscription isn't, I mean, they're, like, just recently, they just passed a new GI bill for paying for their college. It takes effect on August 1st. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's basically free 4 years of college that they pay you to go to. So, I mean, a high school kid would be retarded not to jump on that. You do 3 years in the Army, and they pay for 4 years of college. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a great deal, but the problem that I have with it is that I've got these, you know, 18-year-old straight out of high school kids now watching my back who are just there for the college money, and that scares me. I got a wife and a kid, and you know, I want people watching my back that want to be there.
Yeah, well, I think that there's another problem with that, in that let's say we do have conscription. You know, I think one of the reasons that they gave us a black president is because in Vietnam they were drafting young black men the majority of the time, and I think that that's going to happen again. But I feel like a lot of those people who get drafted will feel like, you know, there's a new sense of service, a new sense of nationalism, because they're going to be able to, quote unquote, relate with the new president. I think it's a scam on that end. I thank you for the call, Paul. Let's jump to Chris in Colorado. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Thank
you
for taking my call. And,
you got it.
Yeah, I appreciate how you're doing and filling in for Alex and enjoy Fabled Enemies.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really filled in a lot of the missing points, like from Loose Change. I guess you just didn't have time to go into it. But,
yeah, I mean, Loose Change, if you look at all the series of movies, I mean, the first one's an hour. We took the best 30 minutes out of that. We made a 90-minute picture. We took probably the best 20 or 30 minutes out of that second edition and put it into a two-hour picture, Loose Change, and yet we still weren't able to go over a lot of the nexus points that I put in Fabled Enemies, which is an hour and 42-minute film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I was calling about Ray McGovern. I have mm-hmm. the most enormous respect for him and what he's done and how vocal he's been. But I'm a little disappointed in how hopeful he is for Obama.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? You had to see that. I mean, even Mike Rivera, who was on earlier, was really, you know, behind this Obama pick for presidency. He was on Genesis Network promoting it all the time. So, you know, people, you got to understand, first of all, people have their blind spots, and you might, myself included. And I see Rivero coming along a little quicker than McGovern. You know, obviously, I think that Rivero felt like it was a huge kick to the spine when Rahm Emanuel was put in as chief of staff, and he started to see the bigger picture right away. And I think what's waking up McGovern more than anything, more than people calling him in and saying, once CIA, always CIA, or talking about the Bohemian Grove, is the fact that Obama is now on record after being elected as saying is he's going to put more troops into Afghanistan. And when you're talking to Mr. McGovern, I think that the way to relate to him best is military conflicts. And I think that's what's going to be waking him up. Like I said, I have great hopes that 2 months down the line, when some of this stuff does go down, if Obama is not a positive influence in this country, that he will rejoin us on the program and admit those mistakes.
I hope so. And one of the ironies about going back to Afghanistan is, you know, that Brzezinski is, you know, he said publicly that he, you know, was involved in the funding and training of these guys who we now call Al-Qaeda.
I mean, he took the Mujahideen, he radicalized them,
right.
He wrote books about it, the Grand Chessboard, it's his policy. He was on the advisory board for Obama. He's got a couple of kids that one's supposedly a Democrat, the one on MSNBC, of course, and then the other one's a Republican who worked on the McCain campaign, of course.
Right.
And, you know, that's an intelligence-based family above something like the CIA or the NSA.
Right.
You know, I mean, I really feel like Brzezinski is really something out of a Bond movie Superman. I mean, he really like talk like this, and everything I say, you will hang on my word. And yes, I go to Bilderberg meeting, but nothing is bad. We do good things there. So Brzezinski's really a genius, and he's placed himself in these positions where only the alternative media is talking about him in a negative light. The mainstream media fawns over him like he's some kind of a god, and I think that's a big problem, and I think that's something that Mary McGovern may even come around to as well, that Brzezinski is not a level-headed good guy. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Jim in Chicago. Jim, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, guys, how's it going? I just want to start off with, you know, you guys are real American heroes, and I've just been awake for the past couple months, so I'm new to this, so I'm not going to pretend like I know as much as you guys, but I really, really got to argue with you about the racial tension. You know, I live in Chicago here, and I can tell you right now there's racial tension, and it's
I think there is some racial tension. I'm not saying racism has left the country. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm from New York, man. You go down to the city, it's, you know, gook this, spick that. I mean, people just will say the most outrageous, outlandish, racist things. But what I'm saying is that I don't see the organization of a group like the Ku Klux Klan or, you know, some of these other groups to the point where we're going to have, like, you know, military confrontations in the street or even confrontations between, you know, the whites and the other races and the whites that take their side. I don't see it on that level. Will you see, you know, lynchings or will you see some racially motivated crime? Sure, especially in an urban area like Chicago. Continue.
I can't speak for other cities, you know, because I'm not that well traveled. But in mm-hmm. Chicago, every neighborhood is segregated by, you know, not only race, but just, you know, what, you know, if you're Irish or Polish or whatever. I mean, it's real small neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and I could tell you, I my biggest fear. I mean, I know, you know, there's a lot of things to be scared of, but if the economy just gets bad. And there's going to be finger-pointing going on, let alone an assassination. I really, really believe that Chicago would be, you know, they'd have to bring the military in because there would just be nonstop killing. I mean, just it would never end because, I mean, I know people that are cops and just some of the stuff that I've known, you know, that I didn't think of much before until I learned about this, but just how, you know, some of these, you know, people in the, you know, in the black neighborhoods
are
cops. But, I mean, I could guarantee that Chicago would need the National Guard to come in or something.
Well, the elites want that. I mean, that's part of the plan, man, is that they want riots, they want physical violence and upheaval so that they can send troops into these large urban areas and then even regroup people into these large urban areas under military control. I suggest you check out 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, goes into this paradigm a little bit during the end, and then, of course, Endgame. I thank you for the call, Jim. There's a new caller, and I understand that, man. If you're in any big city, maybe not so much, you know, California's a little bit different. L.A.'s so close to everything. Yeah, you have, like, the slums in L.A. or whatever, but it's not, I guess, I would say it's not as racially divided as, say, a New York City is. You know, New York, I mean, you got Chinatown. You literally have these sections where all the people speak are Korean. You know, you have a lot of machismo on the Italian end of town. You know, there are those Irish neighborhoods. So I see where he's coming from. But I just, on the starting the race war, someone calling in to start a race war, I don't see that happening in any way, shape, or form. All right, let's go to Casey in California. Casey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jay, it's nice to talk with you. I just want to say, look at my computer right now. And June 19th of 2007, I got an email from one of my sales guys, and it was your movie, Loose Change. And I just want to say that day pretty much changed my whole thoughts on everything once my eyes opened up. It was a pretty big awakening. Just want to make a couple points here in terms of what people can do to get the voice out or the word out besides just trying to tell people. Because when you tell people, you know, they think you're some nut job, whatever. But a couple things here. If you got money and you're into fighting for the cause, some things you could do would be to, like, rent a plane and fly a banner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're out here in California, and they do that all day long up and down the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to do would be make stickers. I know, like you said, you pass out DVDs when you go to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Posters, banners, whatnot. Another idea is bed sheets. You can go to the Salvation Army, get bed sheets, get cans of spray paint, hang those puppies around town. Another cheap one is the back of semi-trucks, 18-wheelers. You know how they get real dusty on the roll-up tape on the back? You can write your ideas or your voice your opinions on those. Doesn't cost you a penny. And then the other thing is, like I've heard before, is, you know, on every piece of money or dollar bill that you get, just write what you can to try to inform these people.
And that's the guerrilla info war. That's how we're effective. And, you know, if, even if you don't need, you need stickers to be made up. I mean, we sell stickers here at InfoWars. You know, there's loose change stickers out there. I think the packs are ten are like $4.95. So, you know, you can get them printed up and you can even buy them in bulk really, really cheap. And I feel like you put those on light poles, you put them on stop signs, you put them all over where people, the stop signs are the best because you actually have to stop at a stop sign and it's right on the front. So whether or not you're consciously absorbing it, you're getting the website there. And when you visit it, it's something will click in your brain that you've been introduced to it before. So I'm all about getting people out into the street. And, you know, it's not just about emailing people links to Loose Change and Fabled Enemies, although that worked in your case. It's also about getting in the streets and relating to people. I thank you for the call, Casey. Let's go to PJ in Texas. PJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me on your show.
You got it.
I'm calling in response to an earlier caller today, and he made kind of a silly comment. I just think that it's important to comment back on that. But he made a comment that who's really?
Did we drop him? PJ, you still there?
Okay. Obama showing that they're racist, and I think really, you know, through the history of black voters, 100% of those voters have been voting for white presidents. And I mean, I think history speaks for itself. We know that that's a fact. And in the last Bush election, the Republicans made a big deal because 14% of black Americans voted for Bush, which was a gain of 6%, which shows that about 90 had voted for Al Gore and a little bit less voted for Kerry. And I think the real thing here is that black Americans vote for Democrats. And the reason I say this is important is I think for the movement, it's really important to distance ourselves from the underlying you could call it racism, but maybe the loss of status and power that some white Americans are feeling, you know, with a black president or with, you know, folks immigrating to this country, et cetera. It's real important to distance ourselves from that and to make sure that the drive of this movement is based on the Constitution and the rule of law, and not on, you know, elements of dissatisfaction because the demographic of the country is changing, because that's the nature of the country. It's changed, you know, from Native Americans to Puritans, you know, and then from there to an influx of Italians, Irish Catholic folks, Germans, things like that. The country's constantly changing, and I think regardless of what anyone's race is, I think we really need to make the focus, you know, on what our country is based on, which is the Constitution.
I agree 110%, 110% that we should be focused on the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and these are splinter issues that are often used to divide us, and, if you know, it's order out of chaos. It's to divide and conquer. So, that, you know, they bring these racists in as, you know, fronts to say that they're part of this movement, and they're not part of this movement. They have a small sect of followers that are completely and totally mentally ill, that want to blame all the problems on one group or another based on their race, and again, not on what they've done, not the content of their character, but the color of their skin or their religion. And it's absolutely ridiculous. We do need to focus on the fact that this is the great melting pot, that race has nothing to do with us and to do with, you know, us as a nation, and that our commonality comes from our freedoms that are only in this country, our pieces of paper, the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I couldn't agree more. Let's jump to their next caller. Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason. Thank you for showing up.
You got it.
Hey, my youngest boy got back from Afghanistan, and he was hanging out at the University of California, and called me up very excitedly one night and told me to watch Loose Change. This was several years ago, right when it first came out. And that's what did it. And anyway, what I want to talk about is executive orders and the true powers of the president. And I'd like to explain it in terms of the Japanese Internment Act.
Sure.
So, okay, this is real important for these coming times. As I've heard that, you know, Obama's going to start ruling through executive orders, but if you just read the executive order, it's 9066. And that was the Roosevelt with the, you know, the pulling away offspring of enemy aliens from, you know, from enemy countries from the coastal areas.
Yeah, this is when we put all the Japanese citizens in internment camps during World War II.
Yes, but if you just read the first part, and it says this executive order modifies public law, blah, 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 like three or four public laws, right? And then you read the order, and it sounds like, it reads like, oh, he's got this authority. But if you go back and look at those public laws, they only apply in very narrow areas, like, one of them was a basketball-sized area in Guam, right? And it's these territories and possessions is where these public laws applied. And, nobody called him on it, man. They went, this guy, Kiramatsu, Japanese-American guy, attorney, and he went in as a United States citizen, whining about this, and then went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they shot him down. But all he had to say was that that these executive orders lacked venue on the soil of California.
Yeah, but don't you think they just like I mentioned it earlier today, don't you think they bully and push and do whatever they want no matter what, and especially with executive orders? I mean, I expect Obama's administration to come out of the gate with two or three just unbelievable executive orders, tyrannical executive orders that the media will spin as a positive for this country.
It doesn't matter. All you have to do is look at what public law that he's springing his executive order off of and find out where it applies. And I have seen people go into court on, you're talking about Americans being free, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, in Chisholm versus Georgia, Supreme Court, in 1793, they said that Americans are the sovereign.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show, Wednesday, January 14, 2009. And really your last chance to bid on Tyranny Crusher 1, Alex's iconic bullhorns, going for a little over 50 G's right now on eBay. We'll know who has it tomorrow, folks, and we'll probably announce that on air after we get all the legalities out of the way. Of course, you know, you have the fake bidders up there, and then you have the real bidders that are putting up some serious scratch, but all of it goes right back into the info war, and Alex Jones' Info Warrior Studios. I mean, it's just great to be here. I want to thank him again for allowing me to sit in all week. We have Bob Dacey riding shotgun with me tomorrow. Tons of great guests. If you missed anything today, we'll be rebroadcasting in about 4 minutes over at Infowars.com, and you can listen to mine and Michael Rivero's interview, the Ray McGovern interview, or just all the callers we've been taking on just about every single subject you can imagine. And we were just talking about executive orders and constitutional law. The problem is that, you know, common law, constitutional law, once again, the powers that be have all these resources and unlimited supply of money. And so they're going to take it to you whether or not you're in the right. And unfortunately, the little guy doesn't always win. Sometimes the little guy is eviscerated, and that happens more often than not, whether he's in the right or not. All right, let's jump to Adam in Wisconsin. Adam, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey. Whoa. Hey, Jason. Thanks a lot for everything. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just had kind of a comment about the guy that called from Chicago. I'm not too far away from there myself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these guys that think some type of military thing is coming down, I just don't see it happening. Just okay. Because of they're always our savior. They always here to help us. They don't come in and attack us. I mean, they do, but they don't come in and attack us, and we know it's them.
Well, I think they're going to have to, if they want to come in, it'll be posing as a savior and
exactly.
Some kind of, and it'll have to be some kind of a riot that erupts there. I don't think that they're just going to come in and jackboot
exactly.
The citizens. That's what I was trying to say to the guy. You know, it's just like when they talk about a race war in this country. No, there won't be a race war. There might be some riots incited by racists, and
but
then
now, hold
the military
just one
comes
second.
On. Yeah, sure.
My point is a biological. Whether it's, see, I don't believe, I think they know that we're hip to this whole false flag thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're not stupid. Obviously, these are some of the smartest people there is.
Yep.
Okay? So, just for common sense, say somebody got sick over in Germany or Japan or whatever it was and came over on a flight over mm-hmm. here. We have an epidemic and an outbreak. Now, it does cause riots, but it truly doesn't, it's not us against the police. It's for our own safety. It's keeping us safe to put us in internment camps. It's keeping us safe to keep us away from the quarantine areas.
Exactly. Hey, I'm with you 100%, man. Yeah, absolutely. They have to first create the problem and have the problem happen without the military coming in before they can pose as the saviors and basically round us up, vaccinate us, or put us into small compact cities. I agree 100%. Let's go to John in New York. John, what's on your mind?
Thanks for everything you guys do. I think people have to be really aware of the difference between a constitutional convention and just an amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on a prison planet. There's an article out there, Global Constitution Convention dealt a defeat in Ohio. What they're trying to do is open up the whole Constitution, get people like Pelosi, Clinton, Biden in a room, and rewrite the Constitution. That's what they can do at a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. I wish I had more time to give you, but call in tomorrow. We'll take callers.
It's the Alex Jones Show, folks. You can go to Infowars.com and check out the refeed right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. A day.